Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
KVJ cuts.
Okay, this is a true statement. I saw this debate going on, and I'll plug in some of the cities I saw. Is it true that a 10 on the look scale in, let's say, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Baltimore,
Logan, Ohio?
No, Logan's not even. Logan's in a different state.
If you're a 10, you don't live there.
It's a different scale.
You're like, no.
A 10 in Logan might be a 1 here.
Tell you what, though. Never mind. I just, you're right.
Unfortunately, God bless them. They're beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
On the inside.
In the inside. But they were saying that in a lot of these cities that I just named and many others, a 10 there would be a 6 in Miami. Now, I mentioned this just a second ago, and somebody already texted in, oddly enough, from my old area code back in Ohio, around Columbus. Said my ex is Brazilian, and she moved to Columbus, and she immediately jumped to a 10. We moved to Miami a couple years later, and about after a year, I asked her how she liked it. She said she didn't like it because in Miami, she was a 7 at best. In Columbus, she was a 10.
Yeah.
It changed your whole status.
That's real.
Everyone down here coming to Miami, they're going to the big party areas and the social influencers, and they're competing with hot versus hot all the time.
Yeah, and I was curious on this because I couldn't personally, of where I've been around, think that there is a more attractive city than America, and I wouldn't argue this at all. And I went to one source. HGTV actually had this ranked out. They did their own research on the cities with the most attractive women in America, and Miami is number one, according to them. And here's what they said. They said, a party town with beautiful beaches and incredible restaurants, Miami is also home to the most plastic surgeons, according to Real Self magazine. And as you might expect from a city where the population spends a great deal of time on the beach and in figure-revealing hot weather clothes, breast augmentations, lifts, butt enhancements, tummy tucks, going to the gym, all these kind of things, all those procedures are top three in Miami.
Yeah, if you're out in Idaho, you can hide out. You can put a potato sack over your pants.
The one city I know where I was before I got here, Kansas City, yeah, you have eating season.
Exactly.
It is cold. It's miserable. You put on a hoodie. You're indoors. You're eating ribs and drinking beer, and you don't even notice.
That's everyone that lives up north kind of says that to me. They go, we kind of got our own. When it gets cold, there's not a lot of activity.
Yeah.
We put on a little bit more weight.
I would guess that most of the cities outside of the top 10, that ratio is probably true. It's probably if you're a 10 in any of those other cities, you would be a 6 or a 7 in Miami.
Ain't nothing wrong with a 6 or 7, though.
I hear you. Absolutely. When they get a great heart, man, that's all you're looking for later in the game.
Oh, great heart takes the 6 to a 7.
Top 10 cities other than Miami. They all make sense to me, but one. They put Cleveland at 10. And I guess no knock, but I didn't know Cleveland was known for its attractive people.
I don't know, Virginia. Kind of sounds like a knock to me.
I have never been to Cleveland.
I have.
You have. How do they look?
I wouldn't put it in the top 10.
he's definitely knocking Cleveland.
Okay, I am knocking Cleveland. It's an official knock. I think people in Cleveland are like, yeah, I don't think we're in the top 10.
Cleveland doesn't agree with that. They're like, no, we're not in the top 10.
Okay, let me see if you can each name one of the cities that's in the top 10.
New York City.
Virginia is going to go New York City. You got your first strike.
What?
Hollywood or one of them, Hollywood.
L.A.
L.A.
L.A.'s number two.
So Miami's one, LA's two?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
New York's not on there?
They didn't have New York in here in their top 10. I think they based a lot of this on the cosmetic procedures that were done. And maybe you don't do a lot in New York. I don't know.
Show me Dallas.
Dallas should be in here, and it's not.
This is a stupid list, Kevin.
They've got Austin.
What?
They've got, yeah, I could see Austin.
Austin is like chill and younger and hippier.
Yeah, but not everyone's a hippie in Austin, though.
Yeah. They've also got San Francisco in here. They've got San Diego. They got Nashville.
Okay, I'll give you Nashville.
All of those make sense to me.
Okay, yeah. So those are maybe the exceptions where, you know, you could be, you know, attending those cities and you wouldn't be downgraded so much in Miami.
All of those made sense except for Cleveland.
There you go. We all agree on one thing.